Okay, we have a couple of just small nekudas to finish up on this sugya, and then hopefully get some lead into the next sugya. And as you'll see, this sugya is going to be a very, very real lead into the next sugya. So we left off discussing the major machlokes and rishonim that emanated from our sugya in terms of revolving around this notion of havar l'lav yotzos. Much of our discussion has revolved around the shita that we don't even really paskin. Like, you know, mikra din, we really paskin havaras l'chalik yotzos. So the whole thing is a kind of, I don't want to say moot for us, but clearly not as relevant to ma'isa. So we who paskin l'alocha that havara is l'chalik yotzos, so then presumably it's going to carry over to yontif. But even Tim Tzalayim and that, the whole Havara is the Lav Yotzah, so then we saw Rishon will entertain the possibility that maybe it doesn't carry over to Yom. That was the Taisus, that was the Rivah, again, so much that we spoke about in the past. So comes Tosus, Ibasechas Beitzah, and discovered in Rishalmi. The Rishalmi raises the following question: Ne'er shall Batola Ma'la Hadlik Biyontif? Are you permitted to light a candle, the batala, on Yom Tov? Now, the premise of that question is that you're definitely allowed to light fires for tzorch, for tzorch hayoyim. Now, when I speak about lighting fires, I am not talking about striking a match. There's a separate and distinct issa derabbanan of what's called to be meitzias ha'esh b'na eitzu min ha'avonim. That has nothing to do with that topic right now. That's a Mishnah Maseches Beitzah. It's an important topic, but not our topic. So I'm talking about fires that already exist, and I want to throw some more wood into the fire, I throw some more oil into the candle. So what's the din? So the Rishami raised the shell, Ma'ala Hadlik Ner Shabbatal B'yontif. The premise being that if I need the candle, for sure it's mutter. Why is that for sure mutter? Well, a lot of cooking yontif, so a lot of light fires for yontif, for cooking, and presumably I'm permitted to light for other tzorchei hayom. That's the principle of mitoch, that hopefully we'll talk a lot more about in the next sugya. But if I want to light something for no reason, no tzorich whatsoever, so that Rishami raises the question, what's the din? So Rishami quotes a machlokes, a very, very cryptic Rishami, and Rishami quotes a machlokes amaroim, whether it's mutter to light a national batalik, I stump for no particular reason, wants to light a candle. One opinion, Rishami says yes, one says no. And Rishami concludes, even stranger, the tishrei v'lotesar. If somebody asks you what to do, you can't say it's asar, you can't say it's mutter. What should you say? I don't know. I'm not sure what to say. Change the topic. You can't give a psach, the Rishami says, because it's not really clear whether it's asr or mutter. Even though the Rishami says we can't say it's asr, Balei's brain, we have to say it's asr. If somebody asks me, I can't say it's mutter, so then by definition, I'm going to have to tell them that I can't do it. So it's a very, very unclear psach of the Rishami, but the Rishami presents it as a machlekes amaroim. The question is, what's the issue? What exactly are the Amoraim arguing about? What's the Nekudas HaMachloikis, where the Ner Shem Batal should be mutter or not? So Taisus HaMaseches Beitzah has a fascinating insight. Taisus says that they think that Machloikis is the old Machloikis, the age of Machloikis, Tanoim Rabbi Nasser Rabbi Yaisi, going back to our sugya. Why? Taisus says the following cheshbon. If you hold that Havara is L'chalik Yotzos, so then it's basically a regular Malacha. It's a regular malacha, carries over to Yontif. If it carries over to Yontif, so then everything on Yontif, everything is also to prove in mutter. The starting point of Uchaz Yontif is I can't do any of the lamates malachas. Elawara, certain malachas are mutter because they're echel nefesh. Sometimes we say, mitok shahutra l'tzorech utadami shalol l'tzorech. Shalol l'tzorech, Tosas is assuming means a little bit of a tzorech. It's not echel nefesh tzorech, but a little bit of a tzorech. So you can carry a sefer on Yontif, you can push a baby carriage on Yontif, you could light a candle to read with on Yontif, but when there's no tzarech hayom at all, so then all malachas are also on Yontif. That's the premise of Taisus Maseches Beitzah. So therefore Taisus says that if you hold that Havara is l'chalik yotzos, it's very understandable that a Ner Shabbatala should be problematic because everything's also to prove in mutter, and if it's Shabbatala, so there's no matir. It's not echel nefesh, it's not mitoch. And again, this is all part of Tosfos' theory that's going to come back to us in the next sugya. That mitoch shehutra tzor l'tzorech, hutra mishlo tzorech, mitoch shehutra avor l'tzorech, hutra mishlo tzorech, still requires a tzorech hayom b'miktzos, it just doesn't require an echel nefesh to be tzorech. So therefore, Tosfos says, the man diyomer nivishalmi that says that you can't light a ner Shabbatala is very understandable, because havara is a chalik yotzos. But the mandiyamar that Havara is l'lav yotzos, so then this Taisus is reminiscent of our Taisus. Taisus is in effect invoking the Rivah and saying, If Havara is Lelaviyotzos, then it's not a Malacha. If it's not a Malacha, then plug in the Riva, so then all bets are off, then it's Mutter. You don't have to find a Mater. It's Mutter. It was never us in the first place. It's not something that was ever in Nesra or Yantiv. So Taisa says that that's Sofek in the Rishalmi about Nesha Batola ultimately depends on the Machlokes at Taram and Harsugya. Some of you may have mistakenly asked, hey, wait a second, the names aren't matching up. Because here it's Rabbi Yossi in the Rishalmi who says it's Asur, and here Rabbi Yossi is the one who says Avar Lavi Atzos. So that's not a correct historical question, because as the later Achronim point out, the Rabbi Yossi in the Rishalmi was an Amira, and Rabbi Yossi that we're talking about is the Tana. So except for the fact that they had the same name, they had nothing else in common. So well, the bottom line is, it's not a question. Fine. So back to our story. This Tosus will have a serious impact on Pesach Halacha, because according to Tosus, if we want to know Lamaisa for us, can we light a Nershel Batola Yantav? The answer will be an absolutely resounding no. Because according to Tosfos, the only Svar L'Hatir was invoking L'Havar L'Av Yatzos. We who paskin L'Havar L'Chalak Yatzos, it's a no-brainer. Of course, Nesha Batal is going to be also Iker Din Deraisa on Yontif. So that's just an aside, put that off of Mitzvah into the next Sugya. So Tosfos is very, very comfortable with Maseches Beitzah. It's very easy. It makes a lot of sense. Yerushalmi reads very smoothly. The Tosfos is invoking the image of the Revo. Everything is hunky-dory. But then Tosfos makes a jump in Maseches Beitzah, a very, very startling jump. So Tosfos somehow wasn't comfortable completely and totally with what they said. And they continued the ball rolling a little bit, and now they get themselves into trouble. Tosfos says that b'medav ha'mamunim, that there's a mandiyamar that havara shelo letzarech klal klal is mutar on yontif. That's if the only malacha involved is Havara. But what if there's also a malacha of kibui involved? What if in the process of what you're doing, and Taisus is talking about putting different spices on top of different things, it's going to cause Havaras and kibuis. So Taisus says, what if what's going to happen is also going to involve an act of kibui, of extinguishing a flame? That's a different malacha, says Taisus. Kibui? That we have no right to be matter. Kibui the vatola? There's no right to be matter. And if it doesn't meet the standards of Echol Nefesh, or Mitoich, whatever those standards are, so we're going to split between Havara versus Kibui. Havara is going to be Mutter Shelo Tzarech, according to one opinion in the Rishalmi. Kibui is out of the question. Ad kan Devar Tosfos. So if you were writing Tosfos, what would you have said? What would you have said to explain that distinction? Again, Tosfos, I'm not even sure the distinction is right, but let's buy into Tosfos' distinction for a minute. That Havara will be Matar and Yontif and Kibbu are not going to. Could somebody give me a beer? Why? Why would you say that? Very, very simple beer. Yeah, because Havara the Lav Yotzos doesn't say that Kibbu is the Lav Yotzos. Right? L'chora, that would be a Gevaldiga Hezbollah, Gevaldiga Svar L'chalik. That Havara is that one unique, there are only 38 melachas. Remember, Mr. Baum was so bothered with 38 melachas. I'm going to tell you, there are 37 melachas now. Maybe there are only 37 melachas. No. So Tosfos says, Ad kan v'lo yoris, it's bad enough that we chopped one malacha off the list. To chop off two malacha, that's already too much. So therefore Tosfos says, that's what I would have said. That Havar is the Lav Yatzis, therefore it's Mutter Lagamri, 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 and Yantif, Nesh Batola is Mutter. But Kibui, Shabbatola, should still pose a problem. That's what I would have said. So Tosfos didn't say that. What Tosfos said is as follows. Listen to this, Tosfos. So Tosfos in the 9th of Rambam Kermit says, L'vishayesh, there's three lines in the end of the Tosfos, the end of the line. L'vishayesh kibui mavara. To l'kuli am ha'ilo shari. Why is kibui shavatala also? Hol de'ein zed dover shavachol nefesh. V'afil man de shari havara shelo letzare klal b'yushalm. Even that man de yomar. Hainu l'vishayesh no pa'omim letzare chachol nefesh. Ava kibui de li'oilamen letzare tikir chol nefesh. V'adi as l'kuli am b'yotif. What does Taisa say? Taisa says you can't extrapolate Kibbutz from Havara. Why? Because Havara sometimes is the Tzarech HaChol Nefesh. I'm cooking. So Havara is a type of malacha that lends itself sometimes to HaChol Nefesh. So that kind of a malacha we're going to be Matel Gamer, even if it's Shalol Tzarech HaChol Nefesh. A Brekibui, which never lends itself to HaChol Nefesh, so that we're not going to be Matel if it's Shalol Tzarech HaChol Nefesh. I can't debate Taisa. Everyone understand this Taisa? Who here read this Tosfos? Who understands? What's the unbelievable problem with this Tosfos? It's unbelievable difficulty with this thesis. What? Conceptual kasha. Listen to what Tosfos said. Tosfos said, why is Havar Shlo Tzarech Klal Mutter? What did Tosfos just say?
What? First off, is it true?
What?
Is it even true to begin with?
Wait, we're playing along with Tosfos. We're assuming that Tosfos' chilek is right. Havar versus Kibui. So Tosfos is giving you a svar l'chalek between the two. Havara is Mutter Shlo Tzarech Klal because it's sometimes Mutter Tzarech Bishul. So therefore, Shalot Tzarech Klal is okay. Mashenke Kibu, which is never Mutmut Tzarech anything, so therefore it's Tachgid to remain Nabi Isura of Shalot Tzarech Klal. A conceptual question. I want a quick question. And it's... You know? What was the engine that's driving the heter of Havar Shalot Tzarech Klal, according to Tosfos? Tosfos just said it to me. We just talked about it for the first 10 minutes this year. It's Rav Yossi talking. It's the Riva. It's Havar L'Lav Yotzos. The only way to justify Havar Shlo Tzarech Klal is to hang on to Havar L'Lav Yotzos and to go with the Riva and say, if it's the L'Lav Yotzos, it's not a Malacha. If it's not a Malacha, it's never an Esron Yotzosh. Okay? If that's the reason, okay, good. I'm a Kabbal. Now Tosfos is pilpling about Kibbutz. Should we say the same Shvar by Kibbutz? So I would have said Kibui and Havar part ways Lagamri, that Havar Lav Yotzos, Kibui is not Lav Yotzos. Obviously Tosfos didn't say that. From the fact that Tosfos didn't say that, Tosfos is assuming that the parsha of the Lav Yotzos is going on Kibui also. How did Tosfos know that? Tosfos must have been thinking in the back of their minds, well, Kibui and Havar are like two, they're like pairs, they go hand in hand. You light a fire and you extinguish a fire. So we know in Hilchos Shabbos there are a lot of malachas that go hand in hand. There's Karei and there's Teifer and there's Kosher and there's Matir and there's Bein and Seiser, Kaisav and Meichik. So Tosfos must have understood that whatever halachas govern Havara, govern Kibui. So therefore Tosfos must have been assuming that Kibui should have been Mutter Shalol Tzarech Klal because it should have been covered by the same Rivaz Lamdus, that's not a halacha altogether. If Tosfos didn't think that, then they should have said just simply that Havar is Mutter because it's L'Lav Yotzos and Kibui is not L'Lav Yotzos. So the fact that Tosfos is even having this discussion, it is clear as day that the Balei Tais and Beitza understood that Nichlal in the din of Havar L'Lav Yotzos, that Havar is Nishkei Melacha, is Kibui is also not a Melacha. It's clear. Otherwise, they're mamash wasting their time. They should have said a posh of the chiluk between the two. So Al Hatzad, that the Matir of Havara, Shalo Tzarech Klal, is Havara L'Lav Yotzos. Al Hatzad, that the Matir of Kibui, Shalo Tzarech Klal, should have been, because Kibui is L'Lav Yotzos. If that's the reason why it's Mutter, because it's not a Malacha altogether, what's Tosfos drawing us a cup and telling us that, no, Havara is different because there's a Shtichl Tzarech sometimes, Kibui is Nish Tzarech ever. If the Matir would be B'Teres Tzarech, so then I understand Tosfos Chiluk. Havara has a Shtichl Tzarech connected to it, so it's more prone to be Matir. Whether Kibui has no, there's never any Tzarech associated with Kibui, therefore it's much less likely to be Matir. If the Matir would have been the Tzarech Shabbai, if that would have been the engine driving the head, that would have been the Tzarech Shabbai, then Tosfos Chiluk would have made a lot of sense. But if the engine that's driving the Chiluk is the Lav Shabbai, it's that it's Nishkin Malacha. The revolve, Lav Shemalacha law. So then, if Tosfos held that Havar the Lav Yotzos was only said by Havar, not by Kibui, so they should have said it Pramole. That's the reason why Kibui Shalot Tzarech is also. If they really believe that somehow Nichlol and Havar the Lav Yotzos is also Kibui the Lav Yotzos, because Kibui and Havar can't be separated from one another, so then if the engine that's being Gairim the head there is the Shalot is the Havar the Lav Shibo aspect, it's not a Malacha, so Ma Inyan, the fact that Kibui is sometimes Shalot Tzarech and Havara is sometimes the Tzarech. What does that do anything? When you're passing your Shaila based on a Tzarech, then I understand you can measure Tzarechim. Havara is more of a Tzarech, Kibui is less of a Tzarech, this is more Niton Tehefta, this is less Niton Hedegata. But if the parameter of the Heter is based on that it's not a Malach altogether, I'm not chpatli. I'm allowed to drink water on Yontif because it's not a malacha. I'm allowed to put my glasses on Yontif because it's not a malacha. I'm allowed to talk on Yontif because it's not a malacha. Was it matter to me whether sometimes there's a tzorich in my talking or not? I'm not chpatli. If people is nishki malacha, it's nishki malacha. So the taisus with chilim yatsayif is very, very difficult. The monashach. If the reason the chalik was, no pun intended, but the reason to differentiate between Havara and Kibui was because one was Nichlal in Lalav Yatzis and the other wasn't, so should have said a Pebbali. If the reason is based on everybody agrees that the reverse Chlal applies to Kibui also, I don't understand the Taisi B'chlal. To make the Taisi even more difficult, it is clear as day that the Balei Taisis were assuming that fundamentally, Havala Laviyatis applies to Kibui also. It means if you ask Rabbi Yaisi, push comes to shove, Yechayev Skila for Kibui, what would Rabbi Yaisi say? He would say no. If Taisus didn't think that, then they should have given the obvious chiluk between the two. So it's clear as day that about Taisus and Beitzah were assuming that Havala Laviyatis carries over to Kibui. Kibui is not Havara. Well, Kibui and Havara go hand in hand. They're partners for life. So it's a very, very difficult Taisus because the Gemara increases his beferish against this. The Gemara says black on white that we take a look at the 10th of the Mermakrimus. The Gemara increases the Avchaf and Al. Tara Bar Nachaita Gichal and Bishabbos. If a person stirs coals in Shabbos, Chayv Chattas. Rishim and Lazim, Omish and Belazim, Bitzad the Chayv Shtayim. Rishim and Chabbos, Al Yenis and Mabbos and Tachtaitis. So the Tanakhama says they only Chayv one Chattas for stirring coals. And Rabbi Lazim Bitzadik says, Yechayev twice, once for Kibui, once for Havara. So Gemara says, what's the machlokes? So the Gemara in the Chaf of Beis, so she says, Kamen lechabes lahaver. Hocham ha'eskid in the Gemara's one of Kibta, that the guy is trying to do both. He's trying to extinguish and trying to light. The Tana Kama sovel k'bi yeisi dem avar l'lav yatzis. The Belaz of Rabbi Tzadik sovel k'bi nasi dem avar l'chalak yatzis. So the Tana Kama held k'bi yeisi, that avar is l'lav yatzis. Therefore, you're not chayev for Havara. You never chayev chattas for Havara. And Rabbi Lazar Bitzadok, like the Rabbi Nasser, says, you are Chayev Chattas Havara. Very nice. So within the first view, within the view of the Tanakhama, who held it could be Eisi, Havara is Lav Yatzas, you're not Chayev Havara, but what are you Chayev for? What did the Tanakhama say? Achaytik Chom Shabbos Chayev Chattas. Which Chattas? For which Malacha? You're not Chayev Havara, but what are you? You're Chayev Kibui. And I said, I thought you just got finished saying that that's Havara Lav Yatzas. What's the answer? What's clear as day? Clear as day for that Gemara increases? Havar l'chudi?
Isn't just allowed.
The what?
Krisus is malacha, it's not just allowed.
You don't mean krisus, you mean kibui. Kibui. It means kibui is for sure malacha. Nobody in their right mind, nobody ever dreamt, even Rabbi Yossi never in a million years said that kibui is l'lav yotzos. So the Gemara increases is mamish black on white. So l'chora, if you go back to the Tosin Beitza, Tosis Chiluk, that Tosis wanted to say, Havara ne'er Shabbatala is mutar yotif. Kibu Shabbatala is in a Seder Aisa. Tosis is 100% right, but not at all for the reason that they gave. The correct reason, l'chora, to differentiate between Havara Shlo Tzarech, Kibu Shlo Tzarech, is exactly such that Rabbi Yaisi only said his did of the Lav Yatzis by Havar, not by Kibui, like the Gemara says, black and white and Mesechus Krisus. And therefore, on Yontif, Kibui and Havar part ways. That's the correct answer. The reason that Tosis gave is not only against the Gemara and Krisus, but it's internally not consistent. Because if Tosis really believed for somehow, somewhere, that Rabbi Yossi's din spilled over to Kibui also, so then why in the world should it make a difference with the Havara? Sometimes the Tzarech, not the Tzarech, yeah the Tzarech, Nishka Tzarech. We're not talking the language, not the vocabulary of Tzarech right now. We're talking about the Yish Malacha and Nish Malacha. So I don't know, I have nothing to say about the Tyson Bates. I have no idea what the Pshat is. Anyone have any idea? Yeah, work on it. I don't understand B'chlal what Tyson is talking about. A lot of Tzarechians in this world. Okay. That was a little bit of Shirayim. Now we have a little bit more Shirayim. A little bit more to go on. Just to give. So they say, who here learns Daf Yomi? Anyone? You got to tell me you were excited the last couple of days. Come on. It wasn't a lot of fun? Come on, it was really a lot of fun. It really, really was. Okay? All right. So let's go back to Daf Yomi Beis. It also, it's an amazing thing. It's now the end of November, and Daf Yomi started Pesachim less than a week ago, and they have already overtaken us. And we skipped to blah in the middle. Okay. Kachi Darkish Al Taira, I think. Okay. So, back to him and base for a moment. No, let's chaza for a second. Rabbi Akiva had his famous, grandiose derasha that there's no way the Yamarishan could be referring to Yantif, because otherwise the Torah would be telling you to violate a flagrant iser of lighting fires on Yantif. Right? Remember that? That was Rabbi Akiva's whole derasha. So Rabbi said, really? If Hashbos of Tashbisu of Yamarisha would have been Yantif, that would have been a terrible Aveira. What's my terrible Aveira? What could have been so gefelech? Oh, my Rabbi Shmamin Rabbi Kiva Tlas. Now, who's going to rattle off? What's this? Me Shmamin has, no? Shmamin Rabbi Kiva Tlas. Now, what were they?
Embiachon
Sasreifa. I think we spoke a little bit about that once or twice. What else?
Midah.
Oh, so that's the last one. That's hopefully the next. So, what was the middle one? We're still in the middle one? Havar Lechalik Yatzis. Right? So, we're implying that if Havar Lechalik Yatzis, Rabbi Kiva's statement would not have been a true statement. Why not? So, again, that was the background of Lechalik's Rashi and Riva. Is the Gemara just pick up on the textual lashon of Rabbi Akiva, "Matzil havashi amalocha," or is there something much more halachically relevant? Namely, it would have been mutter because it would have been yontif. Everybody knows in yontif you're allowed to make fires. So there's the third pshat in the Rishonim that appears in Rabbeinu Chananel on the 11th of the Marmakemis. Amar Rava, Shmamin Rabbi Akiva Talas, Ein Biachom Talas Reifa. Good, that's easy. V'shabina mina, this is less easy. V'shabina mina havar l'chalik yatzas. The isal kedaitach l'lav yatzas. Getting all weird up to either hear Rashi's shot, the Rivash shot, and about to hear neither of the two. If you hold l'lav yatzas, then it would have been okay to burn the chametz on yantif. Why? Teisei esei the ashbosas chametz. Libche lav de havara. Whoa. Rabbeinu Chananel, by the way, happened to have been lived before Rashi and before the Rivah, before everybody. He was from the days of the Gaonim still. Rabbeinu Chananel had a radically different shot in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel says that Rabbi Akiva must subscribe to Havara l'chalik yatzos, because if he held the lav yatzos, then it would have been okay. Not because it would be okay to light fires on Yontif. No. Rabbeinu Chananel did not hold like the Rivah. It would have been okay for another reason. Why would it have been okay for another reason? The parasha of Esei Dechalos Esei would have kicked in. The mitzvah Esei of Tashbisu would have been applying on Yontif. Kenegad that Issa would have been a lav. An iser in the Torah, you're not allowed to make fires. You would have made a simple calculation. It's like wearing tzitzis and shatnas. Esed dechalos ein yavamis, the first six plotting yavamis. Esed dechalos esay. Whenever there's a clash between a positive mitzvah and a negative mitzvah, so yavay esed dechalos esay. That's what would have been. That's what the world would have looked like if Avraham would have been a lav yotzus, and if Rabbi Akiva's entire drasha and entire hochacha is null and void. Baruch Hashem, what's the good news? The good news is, Amar Rava, Shmamina, Kesavah, Rabbi Akiva, Havar is l'chalik yotzos. And therefore what? What's the therefore? Azma. So whoop-de-doo, Havar is l'chalik yotzos. What should I have said? The same pizma. I still should have said what?
Well, no? To answer that,
almost, can we do... It's Kasha.
If it's L'chalik, it's still in Los, I'll say.
If it's L'chalik, it's still in Los, I'll say. It's only Yontif, there's no skila here. So I don't say Rabbeinu Chananel, I'm honest. If you really believe that Esei Dechalos is part of this equation here, and it's Nitan Lahi Amer, that the Torah would have given us a mitzvah Tashbisu and Yontif, invoking the principle of Esei Dechalos, I say. If that's true, so then even in the L'chalik Yatzos, it should be true. So Tosis is, Rabbeinu Chananel is guilty of overkill. Rabbeinu Chananel who invoked Esei Dechalos, nobody else mentioned those words yet in the sugya. Rabbeinu Chananel who's willing to entertain the possibility of Esei Dechalos, say here, why does Esei Dechalos say fall short when we're dealing with Havara L'chalik Yatzos? What's the difference between L'chalik Yatzos and L'lav Yatzos? What is... And I say that the one up, I say the chalos I say, lama lo?
Malacha is on a higher level than chalos I say.
And malacha, is that true? Malacha is yontif, I don't know, is that true? What is it? Oh, so Zach tells us, because the Gemara tells us in Masechus Shabbos and Masechus Pesachim, that whenever you do a malacha on Yontif, not only are you in violation of a los asef, you're also mevatel the mitzvah's essay. There's an over nisr essay called Shabbosah. By doing malacha, that's a violation of Shabbosah. We spoke about this back with the Sefer Chinuch days, right back in the previous sugya, everything's coming back together. So now, we have a cloud that appears in Masechus Yevamis, even though Esei Docha Losa say, but the buck stops here, that Ein Asei Docha Asei Velosa say. One mitzvah Esei cannot overcome an Asei and a Losa say. So therefore, what is Ibn Chanan obviously telling us? Clear as day?
He showed that the Aseis of Shabbos and the like carry over to Yantiv.
Oh, so the Asei, so that we know for a fact. The Asei carries over to Yantiv, that's for sure. The Torah says, B'yom Rishit Shabbos, B'shvin Shabbos. The Gemara of the Pharisee says the mitzvah essay of Shabbos on Yontif. What is clear for Ben Hananu? That if you hold Havar L'chalek Yotzas, then the essay of Shabbos applies. And therefore it is impossible for essay Dochalos essay. And therefore Rabbi Akiva, by saying that we can't apply essay Dochalos essay here, is obviously assuming L'chalek Yotzas. But if you would have held the Lav Yotzas, then you would have been okay. Why would you have been okay? Why would you have been all right?
Because for some reason the assays don't carry over to the lavin. Oh, the assays only apply to the malachas.
Oh, so clearly Rabbi Chanan was telling us a gevaldi chiddush, that unlike the Riva, who said that the isurei lavim shalom etas malacha don't apply b'chlal on yontif, Rabbi Chanan didn't say that. If he said that, then he's wasting our time with his pshat of esed chalosis. So Rabbi Chanan didn't say that far. But he did almost meet the Riva halfway by saying that Isurib, that are Asur on Yontif, Minat Torah, but if it's some quirk are not called Malacha, that's not included in the mitzvah Essay of Shabbosah. The Essay of Shabbosah is to be Sheves min Malacha on Yontif. The Essay of Shabbosah is not to be Sheves from X, Y, and Z. On Shabbos also, for that matter. If a person goes out of the Tchum on Shabbos, is he over the essay of Shabbos? What would Rabbi Chanan say? No. If a person does Havar the Lav Yatz, going to be Yossi, light a fire. It's a terrible Avera. Yechai Malchus, whatever it is. You're over a Lav of the Torah. Are you over the essay of Shabbos? Clearly not. So Rabbi Chanan is walking a tightrope between Rashi and Riva. Rashi learned that the whole chacha of Rav Amar Rav Shmam and Nachasav Rabbi Kiva Avar L'chalik Yatzos was just a linguistic riot. It meant zero in the world of halacha, absolutely nothing. According to the Riva, it was such a halachic raya that if you hold the bar the Lav Yatzos, then the Havar is mutl gamir in Yantosh. Rabbi Chananel was nishtazoy. Rabbi Chananel agrees that there's a halachic raya going on, but not the halachic raya of the Riva. Rabbi Chananel is developing a whole new yisayid that the Isurei Yomtif, or Suri Shabbos for that matter, that are not Petras Malacha, are not covered by the mitzvah of Shabbos. That's wild. It's unbelievable. So we already know Rishonim said it. We're Medayik and Rabbeinu Chananel that said it. But there's a Rishon of the Pharisee that said it. There's a Rashba in the 12th of the Ramah Kovitz, of course, the name of Rabbeinu Yoina. It says, Maria Ravza was Rabbeinu Yoina. To your the Mechamer Leke Essay, the Mistabatishbos Enu Essay El Alabas Malachas. If a person is mechamer with the behemah and yontif, they actively lead their animal to work, and they're not really doing the malacha themselves. So it's an issur gomer min haTorah, no shaila about it. But av malacha is nisht. It's nisht hamalacha, it's nisht essay of Shabbos. Wow. So what Rabbi Chananel is alluding to in Tzachar Nafim and Beis, Rabbi Yehuda said it pem moli, Rashi Rabbi Yehuda pem moli in Maseches Yevamos. Anyone disagree with this? Quite a chiddush. This Rabbeinu Chananel, huge chiddush. I wouldn't have said this. You know, I believe must disagree with this. The famous Rambam LaTorah. The Rambam LaTorah writes. They put on the Rambam Kamas, right? The Rambam LaTorah writes that if you violate Isum Dirabanan, that may be a violation of Tishbos. The Rambam writes that Tishbos doesn't only refer to malachas. Tishbos refers to the character of the day of Shabbos, the character of the day of Yontif. If you do one Issei D'Rabbanan here and there, you don't really detract the Gamri from the day, so maybe that's not called a violation of Tishbos. But if your business is open, your store's open, business as usual, you're doing all these certain derabbanan, everything you're doing, kaliachiyan and goyim and everything's with them, you're a real super duper lamdan. So the Ramban writes, we can't hit you for los asa kamalacha, but that's a isa gama minatar of tishbais. So Madach the Ramban was willing to accept that even dirim derabbanan can become a violation of tishbais. If you tell me that nisa deraisa is not tishbais, it's hard to believe, according to the Ramban, that would be the case. Very hard to believe. So it's a tremendous chiddush, a tremendous chanal, a real, real big chiddush. Just as an aside, according to Merech Hanan, what's clearly emanating from the sug is that even though Esi Dochalosa say that we're willing to accept, that we'll buy into, but it is impossible to accept the scenario that the Torah should give us an asay to be Doch and asay and a los asay. That's like off the charts. And that's really the driving force of Rabbi Akiva, according to Menachem Hanano. When Rabbi Akiva says, it can't be, it's not Shaykh, Rabbi Akiva sitting on a desert island, and he's proving to you, I'm telling you that Yom HaRishon can't mean Yontif. It's impossible, Yom HaRishon, it can't be. You know why? So the engine that's driving Rabbi Akiva's Hachacha is what? You know why it's impossible? Because Ein Asay Doch Asay V'Lo Asay. That is ultimately the Meneya. It is that principle in that law of Ein Asay Doch Asay V'Lo Asay, which is not negotiable, which is cannot be violated under any shape or form. It is that principle that's ultimately forcing Rabbi Akiva and telling you, by the way, and that's why I know for a fact that Yom HaRishon can't be Yom HaRishon. It's got to be an Erev Yom Tov. Just as an aside, why is it like so convincing? You have any idea why it's even true? That halacha, it happens to be true. Okay, I'm not being kaifing that halacha right now. I just want to know it's so convincing. Why is it true? Hel Chazal figure it out. According to the Kumbhara Khanah, that's the engine driving the whole sugya. But who's just to ask this question? Hel Chazal knows that's true. It's Gemara Yevamos. What's the rationale for that? We spoke about this a little bit earlier. Who remembers? We spoke about this last sugya. I told you all the sugyas linked together.
Hello, Sansei
Hamor. Oh, so remember Ben Yosef Meretz Yisrael? Who remembers Ben Yosef? What was his famous kashya? Ben Yosef had a famous kashya. Who remembers? Chazar, no? Ben Yosef is the kashya. Everybody knows that women are not chayavos in the mitzvah of Shabbos. Everybody except for who? Come on, Chazar. Who didn't know that? Back to the notes. Sefer Chinuch, right? Am I correct? Didn't we talk about this last again? Vaguely? Okay. So comes Ben Yosef, quoted in Tosfos, Ben Yosef, Eretz Yisrael, Faktikasha. He's sitting in Eretz Yisrael, he's contemplating this question, he's sending it back with the next mailman going back to Europe. Here's his kasha that he's sharing with all his other colleagues back in Europe. He says, I don't understand. In fact, Ben Yosef, we all know that the mitzvah's essay of Sreifas Kochim is mitzvah's essay of Sheshman Grama, and therefore women are not chayavas in it. So I said it backwards. We all know that Shabboson, I said the kasher wrong. We all know that Shabboson is the mitzvah of Sheshman Grama, and we know that women are not chayavas in it. So why can't women burn kachim and yantif? That was the kasher. We know the Mishnah says you can't. Not even the Shabboson. Nobody can burn kachim and yantif. Favosnit lamalo yavei esim yidchalos esim. That was the kasher. So the fact that a man can't burn kachim and yantif, that I understand, because NSA doch esim v'los esim. Why can't a woman? So Ben Yosef said, no. Because since the losesei of Malacha normally has an asay connected to it, for men, for half of humanity, it has an asay connected to it, that shows that it's a losesei achamor. That shows that the Torah treats it as a very, very high-level losesei. There's a little bit of a quirk that women happen not to have it. Okay, because my grandma is a kash lemaisa. But mitam the losesei bi'atzmai, we have to view the losesi through the lenses of the losesi achomer. And the losesi achomer is that little dechil. Moshul mando b'dayme, the losesi shakarish, you should be spaced in. Any losesi which is with the stakes are too high was never included in the chiddush haTorah of Esei Doch HaLosesei. That's the famous aside from Ben Yosef. So the engine that's driving the inability for an asay to be Doch HaLosesei is the chumras ha-losesei. The losesei is so chomer, it's not shayach. And that's ultimately what's driving Rabbi Akiva. That it's inconceivable that the Torah HaKadosh should have said that the assay of Tashbisu should be doicha the lavin the asay of Yom Tov. It can't be, because lo sesed as an asay connected to it is too strict, too chomer, too significant to be nitl d'chir. You have any other idea as to why ein asay doch asay lo sesay? Something very different than Rabbeinu Yosef? Any other creative solution? Why this is such a thing? What's the svara?
That how can you say an asay? Like, if you look at it from the other side, you're having you push off an asay for a los asay.
You're almost there, you're almost there. In other words, what do you mean you're pushing off an asay? I think you're almost there. There's you on the board. Okay. Have an asay.
Why should one asay overpower another?
Oh! It could be that when you have an assay goes up to bat against the assay and a los assay, the assay does have the kach to be darch and a los assay. But what the assay doesn't have the kach to do is to be darch another assay. When it comes to assays clashing, there's no klal. The klal is ein assay darch assay. So what do you do when you have an ein assay darch assay? It's a shem atas, you can't do anything. It's a stalemate in halacha. You have no way, there's no mechanism in halacha to measure which is more chomer than the other. That's why the Gemara says in Sachar Daf Nun Tes, if you have an essay a chomer against an essay a kal, that's a different ballgame. That's a whole different story. But if you have two essays on equal footing, so ein essay doch essay. So it could be that the reason why ein essay doch essay velos essay has nothing to do with the chumras halav of the los essay. What it has to do with is the inability of one essay to be doch another essay. That's ultimately what's preventing you from saying dechiyah. Now, for our purposes, I can make the slightest bit of difference. For our purposes, the rule remains in place. Ein asay doch asay v'lo asay, and that's the engine that's driving Rabbi Akiva according to Rabbi Chananel. But it's just an important thing to know about. If we're talking about ein asay doch asay v'lo asay, so you should be familiar with this machlokes, this question. And have any idea what the bar plukta of the Rabbeinu Yosef is? Who says fakiyat is a riva? Same riva. I do that what he says here. The same riva. Riva actually appears in the third paragraph of Maseches Pesachim, and then it's quoted again in the Taisa Veri and then Maseches Chulin. With Riva has the following chiddush gadol. It's a gevaldik chiddush. Look at this chiddush of the Riva. It says that what would be the din in the following case? I went ahead and I burned kachim and yantav shalakidin. I violated that flagrant violation of enasei dochasei velosasei. Or other examples that he gives of enasei dochasei velosasei. Beis Din yanks me in and is about to give me malchus. I did a terrible behavior, right? So I'm a lamed, I let you vomit. So what do I tell the Beis Din? What's my cheshbon? Says the Riva. Give me a libet chos. Save the guy Malchus. The losses is gone. The losses is history, says the Riva. That says the losses say, true, I wasn't supposed to do what I did. Chatos yavisi peshati. But what was the degree of my avera? To what extent was my avera? I was even Nisar Essay. Thank you very much. I don't get malchus for Nisar Essay. So I'm not justifying what I did. The Riva is not justifying what this fellow did. He did act actually like he did. But to say that it's Chaim Malchus, it's Chaim Malchus. So the Riva is a famous sheet again, Tyson. Psachim Tyson. Schoon Dav Kufir Malch. A very famous sheet is the Riva. And whenever you have a din of Ein Essay Docha, Essay Velos Essay, it's not going to be malchus as a consequence because the Los Essay was Nidcha. Obviously, Rabbeinu Yosef didn't buy into that, because according to Rabbeinu Yosef, the Lo Sesei was a type of a Lo Sesei. It wasn't Nitin L'Dechiyah. So the Lo Sesei is Amid B'Mekayim, B'chol Tokfei, B'chol Chumrei. So it's just an interesting machlokes. Again, it doesn't impact on our sugya, it doesn't affect our sugya, but just hold on. Also, the other name of a Milsa, you should be aware that there's machlokes Rabbeinu Yosef and the Riva. So back to our sugya, the bottom line is, Amar Rava, Shema Minot Las, and the second of the Shema Minot was that Havar al-Khalik Yatzis. So three basic birum in the Rishonim, what that meant. Either Rashi's pshat, which is textual, the Rivas pshat that was halachic, was Havar's on Mutar and Yom Tov, with all that went into that, with Chum and Shuzbahim and Kiddush and Tkish Shayfar, everything that went into that discussion. And then the third beer is Rabbeinu Chananel's beer. But it's a function of Asay Doch Los Asay versus In Asay Doch Asay Velos Asay. Three different beerum in the Gedalia Rishonim. So up until now, we spent a lot of time. We've been learning Rabbi Akiva's proof for about 2 weeks already. So one part of Rabbi Akiva's proof was Ein Biachomis Lasreita. So that started the whole ball rolling. That took us up for 3 days. And then we had to digress to the question about women's chiyuv and not lack thereof in Tashbisu, because all the Yesaidis and the Reb Chaims and the Chachinuch all set the stage for that. So we spent two humongous sugyas just on the first Nekuda Rabbi Akiva. Then you had the second Akuda Rabbi Akiva, the second Amarava, that Davar L'Chalak Yatzos. We spent the last 3 days on that. And guess what, everybody say? Ready for the grand finale for the third Amarava Shema Minah to set the stage for the next Sukkah. Okay? Get the recording going.